Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 256 for July 4th, 2010. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and coming up in the show is the co-host Laureen Romero, and Gary Ebels joins us for a roundtable talk on technology. Happy 4th of July, everyone. I hope you are all enjoying your Independence Day. The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance. America, the shed his grace on thee. And the song is America the Beautiful. My good and it's performed by Galaxy, the U.S. Air Force Band of the Golden West. Well, once again, I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and welcome aboard. We're glad to have you, and I hope you stick around and listen to this show and the future shows and go back and listen to previous shows. Many of them are in the archives within the website at hometravelagent.net, so stop over there and take a look around and sign up for the newsletter while you're over there. It's on the right-hand side of the page. Actually, the newsletter are the same thing, or is the same thing, as the show notes, so if you want to get the show notes delivered weekly in your email box, sign up for the newsletter, and we have a special offer coming up here shortly to talk about. If you're a Dugan's agent and you sign up for the newsletter, so we'll get to that in the co-hosted segment. So once again, happy birthday, United States of America. You know, on July 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was adopted. And it was adopted declaring the independence from the Kingdom of Britain. And you know, just three short days ago, I want to wish our friends up in Canada a happy Canada Day, which they celebrate on July 1st. Because back on July 1st in 1867, Canada became a kingdom of its own. So, happy 4th of July and happy Canada Day for all of our friends here in North America. It's great to have you as neighbors, and it's great to have you celebrate. So, thank you very much for being here listening to us on this great 4th of July. And speaking of great, you know, I want to talk a little bit about our sponsor here of the show. And I know you've heard me talk about GoToMeeting, and GoToMeeting is the easiest and most convenient way to host online meetings from your PC and Mac. But now there's exciting news because you can even take it on the go. You can take GoToMeeting on the go with your iPad tablet. You know, iPad. Now that's GoToMeeting, brought to you by Citrix, has a free app built specifically for the iPad. And this makes online meetings more accessible than ever. Now with GoToMeeting on your iPad, you can attend online meetings on the go. You can be at a cafe, in a hotel, you know, wherever you are, you just download the GoToMeeting app and join sessions on your iPad tablet in seconds. And what happens is you see the host's computer screen on your iPad screen, and you connect to audio through your iPad over the phone. Now, my listeners can try GoToMeeting for free for 45 days, and for this special offer, just visit gotomeeting.com/podcasts. You can get a free 45-day trial. All you have to do is go to gotomeeting.com/podcast and give it a try, and check out that iPad app as well. You know, our upcoming co-hosted segment is a roundtable on technology and how to use technology in your travel business and different types of software and applications. And a listener was reading our mind, I'm sure, because Craig L. wrote us an email, and we just got that. I got the email, I think it was yesterday, and what Craig said was, "Barry and Laureen, I'm a big fan of the show, and you mentioned that you are doing an upcoming show on the topic of leveraging technology to communicate with new and existing clients, and I wanted to share a few of my own tips. Google Docs. This is a great tool to share rates with your clients, especially if you are putting together a group. You can put all the quotes on the document, and then you can share the link with the group once you make it public. Now, who can review the page and add comments? Once you make it public, who can review the page and add comments and questions and share with everyone else in the group? Google Forms. This is great if you have a group and you need to acquire basic information. Once you build the form, clients can then enter the information and you can have it on one main document that you can download and track. And GoToMeeting. This is a great tool if you want to show your clients brochures, web pages, and maps, and online tours. Not quoting from the email here, but GoToMeeting obviously is a paying sponsor of the show. And there's GoToWebinar, going back to the email. GoToWebinar. This is a great tool if you want to attract new clients. You set up a weekly or monthly date and time and hold online meetings on a select topic, and prospective clients can view the presentation. You can also team up with sales reps to talk to a segment of the presentation. Barry, you mentioned that you didn't have much luck recording calls. Check out www.prettymay.net/call recorder. I use it all the time with no problem. We record with various speakers for our training sessions, and check out examples at http://www.travimp.com. That's www.travimp.com/readywhenyouare. And also, you use GoToMeeting with VoiceOver IP and then record the call and then convert the file to MP3. This is good if you have a conference call with more than one person and someone who is outside of the U.S. and or one person is dialing in and the rest are VoiceOver IP. Have a happy 4th, Craig L. And Craig, I really appreciate the information. Boy, you are sure timely with this, because coming right up after your email here is the co-hosted segment, and it fits right in with that. And again, thanks, Craig, and stay in touch. And, you know, maybe we'll get you on the show here. That'd be great. We can talk about how you're using technology and how you're doing training and the topics that you're bringing up here in the email. So with that, what I want to do is segue right into the co-hosted segment. So here we go. Well, welcome, everybody, to the co-hosted segment of the show. And we have a special treat for you today. We are doing a roundtable. Loreen Romero is here, and Gary Ebels is here as well, and the three of us are going to take turns and talk a little bit about technology and how that technology helps us out with the travel business. So I hope you enjoy this and take a listen. I think you'll come away with some interesting software, interesting places to go in terms of finding services, whatever. And with that, what I want to do is I'll jump right into it here, and I'll let Loreen take it away.
Thank you, Gary, also for being on the show. Part of how this came up was while I was on a training, Gary came on the show and he played substitute teacher. Thank you again, Gary. It was wonderful. And the topic that they were talking about, oh, wouldn't it be fun to have a roundtable one of these weeks? So that would be a cool idea. Because honestly, for the listeners who have been on the show for the last several years, know that Barry and I do our recording every week. He lives in one time zone. I live in another time zone. We have met, but we always deal with one another via the phone. And Gary and I have never spoken. And so this is very exciting for me to be able to have both these fine gentlemen on the same show, being on the phone to do the recording at the same time, so that we can share our knowledge with the Home-Based Travel Agent podcast listeners. So I'm very excited for both of you to be here all in one place and to share your knowledge. And yes, the technology topic came up. We are all admitted geeks. And Gary, you had mentioned before we started recording that today on the calendar day that we are recording this, and Barry and I just hung our head because you made an announcement that neither one of us knew. What was that announcement?
Well, I just wanted to wish everyone a happy social media day. Today is declared this happy social media day, and I want to congratulate all of you on being social media geeks.
So some of the things that we decided we're going to cover in this show are some technology tips that we wanted to share with the listeners, and both Gary and Barry, Gary and Barry, great, have some things that they wanted to be able to share. So, Barry, why don't you start this off with a website that you use and want to be able to pass an information on.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Lorene. One of the websites that I use very frequently to look up airfares and schedules, airline schedules, and get a good comparison between the different schedules and the different fares is through ITA software, and it's their QPX search engine. And this QPX search engine is used by many of the big box travel agencies. It's used by American Airlines, several other airlines. It is quite a search engine to look up airfares and schedules. Now, you can't book from this website, but you can sure get an idea of what airlines you may want to look at in terms of booking your flights. One nice feature of the QPX software is that when you look up airfares, you have kind of a warning flag, information over on the right-hand side of the screen that will tell you that your connections are too short, you don't have enough time between layovers, or if you have a very long layover, it'll point that out to you. You can do different searches, narrow it down to airlines if you're just interested in a particular airline. You know, after you do your major search, you can click on a button and narrow it down to like American Airlines or United if you just want to look at their fares. So it's a very flexible and very useful search engine. And one thing that I have to say, though, is that ITA software, my son Jason works at ITA software, so I'm a bit partial to it. But it is a very good search engine, and I would recommend that you go over and check it out. Just run a few searches in there and see what happens. So give it a try. I know you like it. And Gary, I think you had some comments and some experiences with the ITA software.
Well, how my experience or my knowledge about this came about is when I was in the early days when I was trying to figure out all these little different things on how to be the best travel agent and how to get information and so forth. I did some reading about this and how ITA aggregated all this, and they, all of the airline companies, dumped all of their fares in there and adjusted them. And then what happens is that places, and actually I'm on the website right now, and just some things that you, most of us would probably already know, something called Fare Compare. That's, by the way, that's a really good place if you're watching fares. I subscribe to it. Hotwire, Kayak, Orbitz, Sidestep, Travel Impressions. All of these places get all this information, and that's how they, you know, redistribute it and how the fares change very often. But the other thing I found out about it is that fares are due in. It's got like a due date, like turning into a paper into a class. They have three separate times during the day, and I apologize for not knowing when those days are, or those times are. But what you, if you know what the times are that these fares come in, then what you'll find out is within an hour or two of that, that's when they start getting posted to the websites and so forth. And of course, they designate how many fares are at that price and so forth. And so if you needed a price or was watching a price, or you had this theory that prices always go down on Mondays, which they talked about the fact that they do because somebody just came in and looked at the inventory and decided what they needed to do. If you start watching the times and the dates, the other thing is that they only do it once on weekend. So if you're watching a fare on the weekend, it's only going to change once, and that's usually in the middle of the night.
That's a good tip to know. Thank you. Gary, you, while Barry was talking about his software, or actually it's also a website that you can go to, ITA, what kind of tool are you bringing to the table this evening?
Well, I've got hundreds of tools, depending on who they're for. The couple of them that I, or the one that probably comes to mind here, and I brought it up before, but when I've used it for traveling, I think you've even brought it up, Lorene, is an application called TripIt. And TripIt is great because it can be used on your computer. It can be used on your data phone, whether it be an Apple product or a Google-based product. And it's something that you as an agent can use, and it's also something that you would be a, have a wow factor. And the bottom line is that we get all of these emails in with confirmations and everything else. And the amazing thing about TripIt, once you have signed up for it and put your email address in it, you just forward any emails you get to TripIt, and they aggregate all the information and send you updates and then send you a one or two page itinerary sheet that you print out just before you leave for vacation. So it's also something you could probably set up to your for your clients and so forth, and then maybe even reformat it a little bit and send them something with your on your letterhead or scanned in as a PDF copy.
Very good. Very good. The tech tool that I would like to bring to the table tonight is actually a update from what we spoke about at last week's show around Skype. I had my call with my clients and I got to meet them. I was so excited about the fact that I actually get to meet my clients, and I realized that for me as a travel agent, this is such a powerful tool. So many people are concerned about the fact that they don't know you, that you could be anybody. You're just somebody in an email message to them, and they don't know where their information's really going, and there's privacy and security issues. And by using Skype, I really realized that when I had a video chat with my client, I was able to meet her. I was able to meet her adult daughter, who was traveling with her. In fact, they are on their Avalon trip right now, going from Amsterdam all the way down to Budapest. And the first thing was, is we turned on the camera, we got it going, and they went, "Wow, your office is a beautiful color." And I forget, you know, I have yellow walls here, and it's really a bright area. I see a desk and I see a computer, but they saw the color, and they both went, "It's so nice to meet you." And it just really, for me, plugged in the fact that, you know, we can, as agents, can utilize this modern technology of how to connect with our clients at a different level other than being on the phone and being on email, that we can just bring it to a whole new level and be able to use that as a resource. Did either of you have any thoughts or anything come up for you around that? I just think it's a whole new exciting thing to be able to bring out, to be able to use this tool.
I had mentioned before, but when I got done listening to the last podcast and you had talked about this challenge you had with the client and her son and so forth, that was the exact thing that I thought about. I'm going, you know, nowadays video is becoming quite commonplace. All of my neighbors around here who have grandkids all use video conferencing so that they can talk to their kids in Florida and in Texas. And I'm thinking, well, one of the things that needs to happen is if this person is not, it's not convenient for them to meet you at the local Starbucks, you might have to just do a video chat with them and get that set up for it. We know that that's where video is going and have the ability because Apple just came out with a new 4G phone. And one of the uniquenesses of it is it's got a camera that faces you. I know that you don't want any pictures of yourself, but it's going to be a new concept that they obviously believe is going to be big in the future, and that is video conferencing. And the neat thing about video conferencing that you don't get with the printed format is, as you say, color and emotion. And I think that's very important to build the trust factor with your clients and so forth. I took it one step further, thinking to myself that if someone wants to act like they're a brick-and-mortar shop and still likes that, that's why a lot of people still go to their local bank and don't send things away, that you could actually act like one and do something that we use in education. I'm required by my contract for being a teacher, a college professor, to hold office hours. And one of the things that I do for my online classes is people can call in or they can video conference in during my office hours. I will be there. I will answer the phone. They won't get a voicemail message or something. But if you wanted to act like a brick-and-mortar business, all you'd have to do is have a computer that someone could video conference in from their Google Voice account or their Skype account.
That's a great idea. Make yourself available for having office hours, even if those office hours, say, for example, could be 6 to 10 p.m.
Exactly.
It makes you much more accessible than a brick-and-mortar and will give you a step up from that. Great. Thank you.
There's also this product called GoToMeeting. I heard about it someplace.
Yeah. But,
there's also other other possibilities too. I had that in my notes. Shameless plug here.
Yeah, I guess at this point I have to say that GoToMeeting is a paid sponsor of the show, so you know, I'll get that in there.
That was good. Very subtle. So what other tools do you guys use that you would find that would be beneficial for our listeners to use?
Well, one of the things that I use, it's a device, I guess, but it's also software. It's a device called PogoPlug, and what it does, it kind of connects your disk drives. If you have external hard drives, it connects those hard drives out into the cloud. So what that means from a practical standpoint is that I've got a 2 terabyte hard drive sitting here in my desk, and I have a 1 terabyte hard drive sitting here as well, and they're both connected to PogoPlug. And since they're connected to PogoPlug, they're out in the cloud, and I can access those hard drives from anywhere at any time. And what's neat about that is you can download software onto your computer that, say, I have my laptop, and I have the software on my laptop for the PogoPlug. And that software makes my PogoPlug drives look like they're actual drives on my laptop. So I can use the 2 drives that are sitting on my desktop anywhere in the world, and those 2 drives are going to look just like the drives that I have in my laptop. So I may have, you know, a C drive, and then the PogoPlug drive will show up as a Q drive, and the other one that I have connected to PogoPlug would show up as an S drive. And I have access to those drives, files, and folders just as if they were residing right there on my laptop. And another nice thing, too, about PogoPlug is that it has an iPhone and an iPad application. Maybe it has Android, I'm not sure, the other operating system, but what you can do is access all your files on your iPhone or your iPad right through that PogoPlug application that you have. And that's really nice because I've used it to bring up photographs and documents and other things I need, and I can do that from anywhere. You know, PogoPlug can be a nice device in addition to your travel agency, especially if you're out and around traveling a lot.
Sounds good. Gary?
2 things. Number one, I'm sitting here playing with my Droid, and PogoPlug is available for the Droid. So I'm going to have to hang on just a second. I'm going to download there. Anyways, the other one that I'd like to bring up here, and I just been seeing an awful lot of it just recently in the news because it's taken on some different forms, but it's something called Yelp, Y-E-L-P. You can go to yelp.com, so it's available on your browser. It's also got mobile applications, and it says at the website now, it's available for iPhone, BlackBerry, Android, and more. And based upon their description, it says Yelp is a fun and easy way to find, review, and talk about what's great and not so great in your area. And so if you're going someplace, you're at someplace, the uniqueness of using it on a data phone is it's going to use the internal GPS coordinates. And so when you go find me a restaurant within 5 blocks of here, it's going to use your automatic locator in there to tell you what's going on there. Just scrolling down the site, just an overview, it gives a list of restaurants, shopping, nightlife, beauty and spas, neighborhoods, browse by neighborhoods, and all kinds of features. And because I had it for a while, but I've just been seeing a lot more buzz about it lately, I think that it's starting to grow. It's starting to get quite the legs, which means that many more cities are going to be available with a lot more data. It's called Yelp.com.
And it does also have little cities. There are things in Windsor, California, and we're not like San Francisco or Fort Lauderdale or Lorando. Yeah. Those would be 2 cities that just collided. but it does. It's a great resource. That's a wonderful idea. The last tool that I wanted to bring up just very quickly before we close our session is a little. It's an iPhone app, and Gary's on his Droid, and he already looked, and he said it's not on there yet. I'm sure it will come. From the company called Frommers, F-R-O-M-M-E-R-S. They are the makers of City Guidebooks. They also have a great podcast going on. Barry, company that's been around, I believe, about 25 years, and they have a little iPhone app that I would recommend for people to just pass on to their clients. It comes in really handy if they have an iPhone, and it's called Travel Tools. And in this app, it has a whole bunch of little things that you can have on your iPhone that's all together instead of having them as individual iApps. It has money converters. So if you know that what you're paying something in U.S. dollars versus the euro or any other, we used it while we were in Europe, which is really nice. It has a flashlight, which is really weird, and I know that it's really just a white screen on your iPhone, and it's really not a real flashlight, but it does make it easier when you're trying to get from here to there. When we were in Amsterdam, I'm sorry, the bathroom was down these really, really steep stairs, and this really helped because it would have been a bad thing for me to fall down the stairs at 2 o'clock in the morning. Gail would never have forgiven me. One of the other things is it also has a packing list, and you can make a packing list just in general. Say you're going on Caribbean cruise, so you want to specifically make a packing list so you kind of remember what you need to bring with you. And they have this other little app that I've seen sold individually by different companies. It's called Postcards. And I used it from the phone while I was in Vancouver. And just I took a picture, and it made a little postcard with the picture. And it was fun, saying, wishing you were here. And I sent it out to some of my friends. It's just cute. This is a free app that you can find on iTunes, and it's Frommer's Travel Tools. Take a look. It's something that you can recommend for your clients to be able to use, just to have everything kind of bundled together instead of having a whole bunch of different iApps if they have an iPhone. So that was the other little tech tool I was bringing to the table tonight. So, gentlemen, I think we've just completed.
You're exhausted.
I know. It's our first little tech roundtable. We were able to talk about a couple of different items, and we have discussed that we're going to put a couple more of these together. They're not going to necessarily be, you know, tech tool related, but they're going to be travel agent related and different tools. And Gary, it's been wonderful to have you on the show. Again, I really appreciate when you cover for me. I always find your talks much more interesting than mine.
So that goes both ways. I want you to know that.
Oh, thank you. You're sweet. And so if our listeners want to be able to reach you, Gary, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, there's not a best way. I have an email address that I use. It's WDW, which is Walt Disney World Gary. So WDWGary@gmail.com. I'm also Gary222 at Twitter. And I'm also Gary.Ebels, E as in Edward, B as in Boy, ELS, on Facebook. So you're welcome to find me any one of those ways.
Absolutely. Be friends with him. He's a good resource. Barry Kantz, what's a good way for people to get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and Home Travel Agent's all one word, Barry at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And one thing that I want to say is that, what I want to mention is that Gary here has a special offer to talk about for Dugan's agents.
I did. I just, being an agent of Dugan's agent, I watch the chat room and so forth, and yeah, I'm not a poster very often unless I think I have something really to contribute. And somebody was asking about helicopter tours in Las Vegas, and I'm going, I know all about this. A friend of mine, Barry Kantz, has gone there and went to Maverick Helicopters and actually had him on the show. And if they happen to be listeners of the Home-Based Travel Agent, and I'm not going to give it away now because they got to go back and listen to it, they would have found out they could have saved a ton of money on, if they had listened to the show. So so I just kind of posted that information about the podcast in the Dugan's Agents thread. And I just guess I'm curious whether or not there's any of my fellow Dugan's agents, and whether you're an old listener to here, or you're a new one as a result of that link, I'd like to know about it. And I'm going to offer up a couple of $25 Disney gift cards for the first two people that send Barry an email and do something else very specific. And Barry will tell you the process of doing that, and also an opportunity, if you're not a Dugan's agent, to share with and get information and updates about the show.
Yeah, and you can go to the website at hometravelagent.net, and over on the right-hand side is a box where you can put your email address and then hit the enter button, and you will be subscribed to the show notes, the what I call the newsletter sometimes, but it's actually the show notes that you get every week from the show. And if you do that and you're a Dugan's agent, email me the fact that you've signed up for the newsletter. Or if you're a Dugan's agent and you've already signed up for the newsletter, drop me an email too, as well, and we'll enter you in the contest. So that's how it would work. Go sign up, drop me an email, or if you're already signed up, drop me an email letting me know that. So that's a special thing for Dugan's agents. And I think Gary had a nice use for the newsletter, which is something I didn't think about, but you know, I produce the show notes, so I don't think I would think about this. So, Gary?
Yes, when the show notes come, first off, it's a reminder that the show is posted, number one. And number two, it gives me an overview of what the topic is. And it's kind of a reminder. It's kind of a tickler. And I actually leave it in my inbox before I kind of file it away in a folder. But until I've actually physically downloaded the show to listen to on my travels to work or something, it's right there reminding me that there is a show, there's a new one posted and up and ready. So I like that opportunity.
Okay, thanks, Gary, for the generous offer on the Disney gift certificates, and I really appreciate that, and that will help some listeners out and give us an idea of kind of who's out there, and it's always nice to have the Dugan's agents around, and used to be a member of the Dugan's family there of agents, and quite enjoyable. So anyhow, I think I've got the process down right, and so drop us an email.
Yeah, sounds right. As long as there's some way we can make sure we get them to the rightful owners. So sign up for the email newsletter, then send Barry an email, and he'll confirm that you signed up for the email newsletter, and I will get the information to Barry so we can get those in the mail to you.
All right, gentlemen, we will schedule another time to be able to do this, and we also have some future guests coming on board. I'm finishing up scheduling people, so as always, we hope to have some special guests on. And again, we're going to have Gary and Barry be on the show together so the three of us can talk. I'm looking forward to it. So until next time, thank you both, and have a safe 4th of July holiday.
You too.
Okay, thank you, Gary. Lorene, thank you very much for a great roundtable here and a discussion about travel technology. I have three news items today. And, you know, we talked about ITA software and their QPX search engine just now in the co-hosted segment. And after we recorded the co-hosted segment, and about a day later, I was looking through news for the show and came across information that apparently Google really thinks that the QPX search engine that ITA software has is excellent as well. And what they did, Google just announced the purchase of ITA software. And I'll have a link to this in the show notes. It's a news release, and what it says is ITA Software, a flight information software company, and Google today announced that they have signed a definitive agreement for Google to acquire ITA for $700 million in cash. Now, ITA's very talented team has created an impressive product to organize flight information, said Eric Smith, Chairman and CEO of Google. Their technology opens exciting possibilities for us to create new ways for users to more easily find flight information online, and we're looking forward to welcoming them to Google. Now, ITA software was founded in 1996 by a team of MIT computer scientists, and ITA's technically advanced solutions for organizing flight information were hailed as a catalyst for change in the online travel industry. Its innovative algorithms and deep airline industry expertise create a customizable flight data organization tool used by both airlines and travel agencies. Google has purchased ITA software, and this has some significance to me on a personal basis because my son works for ITA software out there in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I just had a discussion with him yesterday about it, and he's excited. And I think all the employees of ITA software are excited, but you know, there's the unknown out there. When someone new buys your company, you just don't know quite what's going to happen. So, you know, along with the excitement, there's a little apprehension too, so you just never know. But according to the news release, Google's very impressed with the talented team of programmers that ITA has, so things should go very well. So that's the first news item, and you got to check out over at itasoftware.com. Check out the QPX search engine if you're interested in just browse around it, look for some flights, and see if you like it. I'm sure you will. Now, here's another article that caught my eye, and this comes from Business Wire, and I'll have a link to it in the show notes. But UPS is doing something, I think people have tried this before, but now UPS is jumping into it. And what they're doing is they're offering luggage shipping solutions, but they've come up with their own luggage carrier, a box that you can use. It's a UPS box to pack your luggage in, pack your clothes, whatever you're going to pack, and ship it ahead and have it waiting for you at the hotel. And what this says is that the UPS store can ease travelers' burdens this summer with three luggage shipping alternatives, including a new luggage box that takes the place of a suitcase. And this is to help reduce hassles of long lines, security searches, and increasing baggage fees. Not having to carry a suitcase while traveling is a great convenience. Even better is luggage awaiting your arrival at a destination or a hotel, said John Mottola, the UPS store franchisee from Wyoming, Pennsylvania. You can ship your luggage as is, place it in a box for a shipment, or at select locations purchase a luggage box, eliminating the need for a suitcase altogether. Now, when shipped UPS ground service, the luggage box is competitively priced with airlines' baggage fees, especially when you're comparing it to the major airlines, which many are charging well over $100 for comparable baggage. And members of AAA can receive a 15% discount off the full retail price of the UPS store eligible products and services, and 5% off domestic U.S. UPS shipping costs. So AAA members, you get a little bit of a perk here. So I don't know, this seems like a pretty good idea to me. If you want to just get by with a carry-on and then ship the rest of your luggage via the luggage box at a UPS store, you know, I think that looks pretty attractive to me. So I may have to check it out the next time we travel, which isn't too far off in the future. And the next article comes from Business Wire. A link will be in the show notes. And the article is America Needs a Vacation. A national survey commissioned by Mondial Assistance, best known in the U.S. for its Access America brand of travel insurance. And according to the survey, 4 in 10, 39% of Americans haven't had a vacation. Now, a vacation is defined as leisure travel of at least a week to a destination at least 100 miles from home in the last 2 years. Now, this is up from 33% who said the same last year. So more and more people are delaying taking their vacation into the next years, which is not a good sign. Americans do desperately need a vacation. But what this adds up to is an opportunity for the travel industry to take advantage of the weary Americans who, at this point, are in a near desperate need for a break. So, you know, you may want to bump up your marketing a little bit and consider this information, get the word out, be a little bit more aggressive, and you may break down those barriers fairly easily and get those people out of their homes, away from their jobs for a week or two on a nice vacation. So this is something that you can take advantage of. Check out the article over at the show notes. Well, that's it for the news, and that's it for the show today. And once again, happy Canada Day, happy 4th of July, and we will be back next week. So until then, travel safe, stay healthy, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.